quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. Are tuned into Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Catesy, Kwikwetlem, and Stola First Nations. Here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. You just heard Icy Water, featuring Kinney Star by Chris Dirksen, off of their 2013 album, The Collapse. Hope you enjoyed that one. A little bit of a foreshadowing, I guess, of today's episode. Oh, baby, it's a heat wave. It's getting hot in here. And not in like the fun, flirty, sexy, dancey way, it is gross. It is painful. It is sleep disturbance. Not the fun type of hot. If you've been a long time listener of Typically Tuesdays, I say this every year, I think, and I just need you to know, even if you have never listened to Typically Tuesdays, I am not a fan of the heat. I am very, very bad during the hot days of summer. I love the sun. I love the sun, don't get me wrong, okay? I do, in fact, have a dysfunctional depressive disorder, which means I need the sun, and it brings me much joy, but really, really bad with heat. I'm very, like, sensitive to hot weather. It disturbs my sleep, which impacts my mood and level of anxiety, and also, obviously, my energy levels and overall, like, physical health, because, you know, baby isn't sleeping. That's a problem when baby doesn't sleep, you know? So I'm not into it. I'm really not into it. Also happened to be a sweaty girl. I saw this Instagram post earlier today, which I thought was so funny. There are girls who are hot, you know, like, during the summer, kind of just like glistening, fanning themselves just a little bit. And then there are girls who sweat, just diabolical suffering. Just a completely new discoverable biodome, is that what it's called? No, biome, for all of the organisms that exist on the body. And hey, I know that sounds a little bit gross because organisms that live on the body, but I mean, it's true, right? Like, we have like bacteria all over us. So, you know, these are not the biomes, I think, in which, I don't know that these are the biomes in which, we can get rid of, like, the bad organisms on our bodies with one or two showers. This is, like, a two-plus shower situation, you know. When one becomes the swamp, one becomes the bog. One becomes maybe a little bit, like, more generous, like, the boreal rainforest. We're dealing with a whole other type of monster. And that's me. I am a girl who sweats. And you might be as well. And so today I will be sharing with you music, mostly, and here and there, throwing in some tips for heat safety and all that. It has been 5 years since the deadly heat dome of Vancouver in 2021. And even though climate experts say, and public health experts as well, say that there really should be only one, like, type of, like, this type of weather event every 10 years, we do also know that this year in summer is going to be the hottest on record, and it is also going to be the coolest summer of the rest of our lives as climate change does its thing, because, you know, the ultra wealthy and very powerful politicians refuse to lift a single finger to do anything about climate change, even though all the statistics are there, Mark. All of them are there. Hello? We've been talking about this for literal decades. All that stuff is there. Read the reports. Anyways, reading a report is not as fun as bailing out your billionaire friends. I don't understand. I'm sorry. I want to say that I actually don't understand, Mark. Anyways, cool down music. kind of cool down music, I guess. A lot of music that I feel is like kind of chill, you know. I don't know about the lyrical content, to be honest, but like they sound kind of chill, you know. We're going to be listening to a lot of really cool stuff. There's going to be some Dorothy Ashby coming on later this hour. We're going to be listening to some Egyptian jazz as we close off the hour. And also some very fun VanCon with the latest from Empanadas Illegales. But first, we're going to listen to some Ariane Roy. This is Adele. Enjoy.
Adèle a les jambes qui tremblent quand elle pense trop fort. Adèle a l'histoire en avance quand sa tête se tord. Elle a les yeux mouillés, Adèle est tellement à faire et refaire. Et que tout soit dans elle, Adèle, il faudrait partir voir la mer. L'hiver, quand l'attente se fait longue, longue, Adèle espère la chaleur à venir entre ses jambes. Elle dit, mais j'ai plus l'envie de cette mascarade futile, du mascara indélébile. Coulisse qui tâche et persiste pour être belle et fragile. C'était déjà trop tard. Adèle ne se rattache plus. Sa robe blanche en avait marre. Et là, Adèle espère secrète un coup brusque, l'imprévu. Là où elle sera.
Oh, This is Bird Note. Some ducks don't sound like ducks at all. Some, like the harlequin, squeak, earning them the nickname of sea mice. Harlequins are unique in the duck world in other ways as well. Alone among North American waterfowl, harlequins breed along fast-flowing rivers and streams. Quick and agile in rushing white water, they dive to the bottom of mountain streams for food. What kind of name is harlequin for a duck? If you're lucky enough to spot one of these rare birds in winter, perhaps along a rocky shore of the Puget Sound in Washington or Penobscot Bay in Maine, you may guess the answer. Dressed in multicolor patches, harlequin is the jester of traditional Italian comedy. The male duck with the jester's name is just as striking, with his slate-blue feathers and vivid white, black, and chestnut markings. The rigorous lives of harlequins require great adaptability, transitioning from freshwater to salt, from meals of caddisfly larvae to crabs and barnacles. Some, in fact, migrate by traveling directly downstream from the mountains to the ocean. Constant, however, is their unmatched ability to swim and feed in the turbulent waters where they live. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
Empanadas Ilegales with Agua y Coco. Before that, you heard The Sun Palace with Sleeping Dogs. It's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's a heat wave, and we're trying to cool down with a little bit of music that's just like, I don't know, chill, I guess. I don't really know how to describe the music of today's program. Other than kind of chill, maybe? Maybe. Also, did you catch that bird note about the Harlequin duck? Let me just say, personally, one of my favorite ducks, one of my favorite waterfowl that I've seen when I've gone birding, it's always such a delight to see them because they are so colorful. And not in the sense where it's like, they're like, you know, they're like a wood duck, you know, they're like green and red and blue. And no. It's like, they're colorful because they're just cool looking, you know, they like, it's sort of like they came out of some kind of fashion magazine, those colors, you know, it's like, maybe I don't want to sound like I'm on Drag Race, but like maybe like a Jean-Paul Gaultier or something like that. I know nothing about high fashion. I'm just talking right out of my butt here because it's so hot. It's so hot. It's so hot. I can barely function. And I hope you are functioning a little bit better than I am. Let's talk tips to keep yourself a little bit cooler throughout a heat wave. If you are like me, you do not have an air conditioner in your room. Let's figure out how to move through to the end of the week, or in which it's supposed to be not as hot anymore. One of the things that I wanted to bring to light with regards to heat safety is that since the research around the heat dome has kind of like come out, more of the patterns had been analyzed since then, one of the things that public health officials are really encouraging for folks to be aware of is the internal temperatures of their abode. So if you are able to, if you have an like a thermometer that tells you the temperature of your home, please monitor that and make sure that it's not going up any higher than 27 degrees. Once it gets up to 27 degrees and higher, actually, it can be dangerous for folks who are a little bit more vulnerable to heat-related illnesses. For example, older folks, young children, people who have certain types of chronic illness. But really importantly also and the reason why essentially is that 27 degrees indicates that it's going to be even harder for your home to cool down during the night. That is one of the reasons why so many folks were getting really, really, really ill during the heat dome. And unfortunately, one of the reasons why folks were dying because the indoor temperatures were just so hot because, okay, wait, hold on, let me lay this out logically. Because it was so hot that the indoor temperatures couldn't even come down at night when it existed at, you know, 20, you know, 9, 30 degrees indoors. You're not only, you know, losing a whole lot.